大家好。
Hello, everyone.
今天要讲的这个案件
The case I'm going to talk about today
绝对能震碎你的三观。
It can absolutely shatter your worldview.
2024年12月23日
December 23, 2024,
平安夜的前一天下午
The afternoon of Christmas Eve.
巴西的一个家庭正在举办圣诞聚会。
A family in Brazil is hosting a Christmas party.
谁也没想到。
No one could have imagined.
这顿团聚的下午茶会变成一场死亡盛宴。
This afternoon, tea gathering turned into a death feast.
七个家庭成员吃了一块蛋糕后
Seven family members ate a piece of cake.
三人当场死亡。
Three people die on the spot.
三人送进重症监护室。
Three people were admitted to the intensive care unit.
生死未卜。
Uncertain of life and death.
剩下一人因为没吃蛋糕才幸免于难。
The last one was spared because he didn't eat the cake.
这就是震惊巴西的毒蛋糕杀人事件。
This is the shocking case of the poisoned cake in Brazil.
故事得从61岁的泽利说起。
The story begins with Zeri, a 61-year-old man.
他是个很传统的主妇。
He is a very traditional housewife.
每年圣诞节都会亲手给家人做蛋糕。
Every Christmas, I make cakes for my family by hand.
这一天
Today,
他一大早就开始忙活。
He started working early in the morning.
烤好蛋糕后
After the cake is baked,
就从阿罗约多萨尔小镇出发
Starting from the town of Arroyito
带着蛋糕去托雷斯城的妹妹家
Go to your sister's house in Taurus City with a cake
妹妹和妹夫早就准备好下午茶
My sister and her husband had already prepared an afternoon tea
就等他和其他家人了
Waiting for him and other family members
家人们到齐后泽利切开蛋糕
Everyone gathered and Zeli cut the cake.
大家就开心地分着吃。
Everyone happily shared the food.
妹夫是最后一个吃的。
The brother-in-law is the last one to eat.
他刚咬了一口。
He just took a bite.
就觉得蛋糕味道不对劲。
I thought the cake tasted strange.
有股奇怪的辣味和苦味。
There is a strange, spicy, and bitter taste.
他以为蛋糕坏了。
He thought the cake was spoiled.
赶紧劝大家别吃了。
Quickly tell everyone not to eat it.
可已经晚了。
It's already too late.
吃过蛋糕的人
People who have eaten cake.
很快就出现了腹痛。
Soon abdominal pain appeared.
呕吐。
Nausea.
有的甚至昏迷了。
Some even fell unconscious.
救护车呼啸而来。
The ambulance screamed.
把中毒的人都拉去了医院。
The poisoned people were all taken to the hospital.
最终
Finally,
泽利65岁的姐姐
Zell's 65-year-old sister,
58岁的妹妹和43岁的外甥女因为心脏骤停。
The 58-year-old sister,And the 43-year-old niece both suffered from cardiac arrest.
没能抢救过来。
Could not be saved.
泽利的姐夫没吃蛋糕。
The brother-in-law of Zeal didn't eat the cake.
妹夫和一个十岁的孩子。
Nephew and a 10-year-old boy.
因为吃的少。
Because I eat little.
暂时没有生命危险。
Currently, there is no immediate danger to life.
而做蛋糕的泽利自己也因为中毒太深。
And Zeli, who was making the cake, was also deeply poisoned.
在重症监护室里昏迷不醒。
Unconscious in the intensive care unit.
医院一化验，发现中毒者体内有很高浓度的砷。
The hospital's laboratory found that the victims had very high levels of arsenic in their bodies.
很明显。
Obviously,
有人在蛋糕里下毒了。
Someone poisoned the cake.
警方第一个怀疑的就是泽利。
The police first suspected Zeli.
可他自己也差点被毒死。
But he almost died from the poison himself.
而且亲戚们都说他平时和家人关系很好。
In addition, relatives said that he had good relationship with his family members.
没什么谋杀动机。
No motive for murder.
这不太合理。
This doesn't make sense.
警方接着就去泽利家搜查。
The police then went to Zelli's house for a search.
检测了89种可能有毒的东西。
Detected 89 potentially toxic substances.
最后在做蛋糕的小麦面粉和奶粉里发现了大量的砷。可泽利还在昏迷。
Finally, in the small amount of flour and milk powder used to make the cake, a large amount of arsenic was found and Kazuo was still unconscious.
面粉是从哪儿来的？
Where does flour come from?
暂时也查不清楚。
I can't figure it out yet.
这时候
At this time,
邻居的一句话引起了警方的注意。
A neighbor's words caught the police's attention.
邻居说
Neighbor said,
三个月前
Three months ago,
泽利68岁的丈夫保罗也因为食物中毒去世了。
All my 68-year-old husband also died from food poisoning.
这会不会和这次投毒有关？
Could this be related to the poisoning incident?
保罗会不会也是被人毒死的？
Did Paul also die from poisoning?
难道是同一个凶手干的？
Could it be the same killer?
顺着这个线索，
Following this clue,
警方把目光投向了泽利。
The police turned their attention to Zell.
42岁的儿媳黛西。原来，保罗去世前吃了黛西送的香蕉和奶粉。
At the age of 42, the daughter-in-law, Daisy, had eaten the banana and milk powder that Daisy had given her before Paul's death.
而且保罗死后。
And after Paul's death.
黛西还一个劲儿地劝泽利。
Daisy kept urging Zelly,
赶紧把保罗火化。
Hurry up and cremate Paul.
黛西和公婆之间有什么深仇大恨？
What deep-seated animosity exists between Daisy and her mother-in-law?
会让她做出这种事吗？
Would she do this?
据亲友们说，
According to my friends and family,
黛西和婆婆泽利的矛盾早在20年前就有了。这些年里
，Daisy and her mother-in-law Zelly have been at odds for over 20 years.
两人互相辱骂。
Two people were verbally abusing each other.
争吵不断。
Constant bickering.
黛西甚至公开叫婆婆毒蛇。
Daisy even publicly called her mother-in-law a snake.
还有人听到黛西说过
，I heard Daisy say.
我总有一天会看到他们都死了。
I will eventually see them all die.
虽然不知道他嘴里的他们是不是特指公婆。
Although I don't know if they are specifically referring to their in-laws.
但这也太吓人了。
But this is too scary.
时间回到2001年。
Time goes back to 2001.
19岁的黛西和17岁的迭戈在舞会上认识。
Daisy, 19, and Diego, 17, met at the dance.
很快就恋爱了。
Soon, he fell in love.
谈了三年恋爱后
After 3 years of dating,
两人准备结婚。
Two people are preparing for their wedding.
可就在这个时候，还没过门的黛西
Just then, Daisy, who was about to pass through the door,
就和未来公婆闹僵了。
I had a fight with my future in-laws.
黛西想在圣路易斯贡萨加教堂办婚礼。
Daisy wanted to have a wedding at the Coors family church in St. Louis.
迭戈
Diego
却想去铁路。
But I want to go to the railway.
另一边的拉萨尔小教堂。两人吵了很久。
The two people on the other side of the Lasser Chapel had been arguing for a long time.
最后
Finally,
黛西妥协了。
Daisy compromised.
在拉萨尔小教堂定了日子。
I have booked a date at the Lazel Church.
可没想到，迭哥的表姐跳出来说
，Surprisingly, Diego's cousin jumped out and said,
他比迭哥大，应该优先用这个教堂。
She should use this church first, since she is older than Diego.
可表姐那年根本不结婚。
In that year, my aunt didn't get married.
这不是明摆着欺负人吗？
Is this not blatant bullying?
黛西觉得对方不尊重自己和丈夫一家。
Daisy felt that the other person was disrespectful to herself and her husband's family.
可公婆和丈夫都没帮她说话。
Neither his parents-in-law nor his husband spoke for him.
这让她气得不行。
This made her very angry.
和他们大吵了一架。
They had a big argument.
黛西一气之下，就在教堂二楼。
Daisy, in a fit of anger, rushed to the second floor of the church.
简单办了婚礼，没用到一楼的场地。
Simple wedding didn't use the first floor wedding hall.
这婚是结了。
This marriage is over.
可梁子也结下了。
They also formed a bond.
第二年表姐结婚，送来了。
The second year, my aunt gave me a wedding gift.
请柬
Invitation.
黛西给迭哥下了最后通牒。
Daisy gave Diego a final ultimatum.
要么选亲戚。
Either choose relatives.
要么选他。
Either choose her.
要是迭哥去参加表姐的婚礼。
If Diego goes to attend his sister's wedding.
他们就离婚。
They got divorced.
迭哥最后选了黛西，和表姐断绝了来往。
Diego finally chose Daisy and cut off contact with his sister.
而这个表姐，就是在圣诞聚会上被毒蛋糕害死的。
And the sister in the table was killed by the poisoned cake at the Christmas party.
第二个人，还有一件事，也让婆媳关系雪上加霜。
The second person also made the relationship between the mother-in-law and daughter-in-law even worse.
2004年8月
August 2004
结
Marriage
婚没多久的黛西发现婆婆泽丽没经过儿子同意
Shortly after, Daisy discovered that her mother-in-law had reprimanded her for not getting her son's consent.
就用他和迭哥的联名银行卡取了600块钱。
He withdrew 600 yuan from the joint bank card with Tai Ji.
这事被黛西知道后
，After Daisy knew about this，
家里都快吵翻天了。
The family is almost fighting。
还惊梦了。
I was also startled。
警察，没过两天
，Police 2 days later，
泽丽把钱还了回去。
Zelly returned the money.
还道了歉。
I apologized.
说自己拿错卡了。
I said I had the wrong card.
可黛西根本不信。
Could Daisy really not believe it?
觉得卡能拿错，密码。
I think that the key can be used incorrectly.
怎么就恰好是他儿子的
？How could it be his son?
黛西。
Daisy.
觉得。结婚前，婆婆就控制着儿子的工资。
I feel that before getting married, the mother-in-law controlled the husband's salary.
结婚后还想掌控他们夫妻的财产。
After getting married, I still want to control their property.
这次取钱就是故意考验他。
This time, Kyron deliberately tested him.
可他没想到黛西反应这么激烈。
But she didn't expect Daisy to react so strongly.
从那以后
，From then on，
黛西和丈夫基本就不参加家族聚会了。
Daisy and her husband basically don't attend family gatherings.
这些年里
，In recent years，
黛西和迭哥也经常吵架。
Daisy and Jack also often argue.
有一次报警记录里。
One of the news reports.
黛西说迭哥当着婆婆的面骂。
Daisy, don't scold your grandmother in front of her.
她。
Shame.
还让她滚出房子。
Kick him out of the house.
黛西气得回了娘家。
Daisy went back to her mother's house.
迭哥软磨硬泡了好几个月才把他劝回来。
It took several months of persuasion and negotiation by brother Di to bring her back.
2013年
2013.
迭哥因为工作升职
Diego got promoted at work.
被调到了别的城市
Transferred to another city.
夫妻俩终于远离了公婆
A couple finally escaped from their in-laws.
开始了新生活
Started a new life.
2014年
2014.
黛西找了份会计助理的工作。
Daisy found a job as an accounting assistant.
做老板
Boss.
很信任他。
He trusts her.
第二年
In the second year.
她怀孕了。
She is pregnant.
为了陪孩子就辞了职。
I quit my job to accompany my children.
2017年
2017.
迭哥又因为工作调动搬家了。
Butterfly because of work transfer and relocation.
这次离黛西的娘家很远。
This time it was far from Daisy's home.
她很想念父母。
She misses her parents.
每次打电话都哭。
Crying every time I call.
她说自己因此得了抑郁症。
She said that she had depression because of it.
2019年
2019.
夫妻俩终于搬回了老家。
The couple finally moved back to their hometown.
附近。
Nearby.
还在十年前买了一块地上盖了栋带泳池的大房子。
I bought a house with a swimming pool 10 years ago.
本以为能安稳生活了。
I thought I could live a stable life.
可2020年疫情来了。
In 2020, the epidemic came.
黛西又和父母分隔开了。
Daisy has been separated from her parents again.
这时候，婆媳矛盾又爆发了。
At this time, the conflict between the mother-in-law and the daughter-in-law broke out again.
因为疫情需要隔离。
Because of the epidemic, I need to be quarantined.
黛西不让双方家庭参加孩子的幼儿园毕业典礼，则例。
Daisy didn't allow both families to attend the kindergarten graduation ceremony.
因为不能和孙子合照。
Because I couldn't take a photo with my grandson.
就把黛西拉黑了。
Blackout Daisy.
两人两年没说话。
Two people haven't spoken to each other for 2 years.
后来，迭哥想修复他们的关系。
Later, Diego wanted to repair their relationship.
结果反而让矛盾更严重了。
The result only made the contradiction worse.
按照黛西的说法
According to Daisy,
他其实很欢迎公婆来家里化解矛盾。
He actually welcomed his in-laws coming to his home to resolve the conflict.
可婆婆一进门就大喊
As soon as grandma arrived, she would shout,
大家都有错
Everyone makes mistakes.
凭什么只让他低头
Why should he be made to bow?
黛西好言相劝
Daisy is persuasive and good at giving advice.
让双方道个歉就过去了。
Let both sides apologize and it will be over.
可婆婆态度很差。
Grandma can be very bad-tempered.
说他们老两口肯定不道歉。
They must not apologize.
当然。
Of course.
这只是黛西单方面的说法。
This is just Daisy's one-sided statement.
具体怎么样
How is it?
谁也不知道。除了婆媳矛盾
Who knows that besides the conflict between mother-in-law and daughter-in-law?
黛西生活中还有不少烦心事。
Daisy has a lot of worries in her life.
她为了帮儿子转学和老师多次争执。
She repeatedly argued with the teachers and school administration to help her son transfer schools.
同事们都说她有抑郁症的迹象。
My colleagues said she showed signs of depression.
还特别爱干净。
Also very clean.
经常打扫办公室，频率高的。
Frequently clean the high traffic areas of the office.
像是有偏执症。
He seems to be paranoid.
他还总抱怨。
She also always complained.
丈夫不跟她说话。
Husband doesn't talk to her.
儿子老念叨着想。
Son kept saying that he wanted to.
奶奶，黛西的压力很大。
Grandma Daisy is under a lot of pressure.
她母亲行动不便。
His mother is disabled.
经常需要她照顾。
He often needs to take care of him.
2021年
2021
圣诞节
Christmas
她带着孩子和丈夫回婆婆家过节
She returned to her mother-in-law's house with her children and husband for the holiday
泽利又做了圣诞蛋糕
Zelie made another Christmas cake
虽然泽利不喜欢做饭
Although Zelie doesn't like to cook
但每年圣诞都会给家人烤蛋糕
But every Christmas, I bake a cake for my family.
2023年底
End of 2023.
黛西辞了工作
Daisy quit her job.
专心照顾家庭和儿子
Focus on taking care of family and son.
还和姐姐轮流照顾母亲
Also, they take turns caring for their mother.
同时
At the same time,
她也快从大学的金融管理专业毕业了。
She is also about to graduate from the finance and management major at university.
2024年5月
May 2024.
黛西住的地方发了洪水。
Daisy's place flooded.
公婆的房子被冲垮了。
My father-in-law's house was flooded.
洪水退去后
After the flood,
黛西放下恩怨
Daisy put aside her grievances.
把公婆接到家里住了四天。
I stayed with my in-laws at their home for 4 days.
还通过网购给朋友买生活物资。
Also, I buy daily necessities for my friends through online shopping.
在自家泳池装水泵给邻居供水。之后
After installing a water pump in their own swimming pool to supply water to their neighbors,
公婆搬到了阿罗约多萨尔镇。
My father-in-law moved to Ledgewaler.
黛西和丈夫偶尔会去做客。
Daisy and her husband would occasionally visit. Okay.
黛西又抱怨丈夫。
Daisy complained about her husband again.
每次去都只顾着和婆婆说话，不理她。
Every time I go, I only talk to my mother-in-law and ignore her.
紧接着
Subsequently,
2024年9月3日
September 3, 2024,
黛西的公公保罗因为食物中毒去世了。
Paul, the butler of Daisy, died from food poisoning.
婆婆也住了几天。
Grandma also stayed for a few days.
泽利觉得肯定是有人下毒。
UNZ Life thought that someone must have died.
她回忆说
She recalled
去世前一天吃了黛西送的香蕉和奶粉。
The day before he died, he ate the banana and milk powder that Daisy had given him.
以为是香蕉被洪水污染了。
I thought the bananas were contaminated by the flood.
黛西却劝她别揪着这事不放。
Daisy advised her not to dwell on it.
还说
Also said,
儿子因为这事都快内疚病了。
My son is almost suffering from guilt because of this.
泽利怕儿子出事，就没再追究。
Zelly, fearing for his son's safety, stopped pursuing the matter.
可黛西却一反常态地关心起家里的事。
However, Kate was unusually concerned about her family's affairs.
还亲手操办公公的后事。
Still personally handling the after-work affairs of the office.
劝泽利把保罗火化。
Paul was cremated by Paul.
但保罗是非正常死亡。
But Paul was not a normal death.
医生怕担责任。
Doctors are afraid of taking responsibility.
不肯在死亡证明上签字。
Refused to sign the death certificate.
没有死亡证
明。There is no death.
证明就不能火化。
Proof that cremation is not possible.
黛西还为此找律师告了医生。
Daisy also went to court to sue.
可家里人觉得没必要，就赶紧办了。
Then, if the family thinks it's unnecessary, just do it quickly.
葬礼，没人觉得这是谋杀。
No one thought this was a murder.
都以为是食物中毒或者食物相克导致的意外。
Everyone thought it was a food poisoning or food incompatibility accident.
直到2024年12月23日的毒蛋糕事件。
Until the toxic cake incident on December 23, 2024.
大家才把怀疑的目光投向了黛西。
Everyone turned their skeptical eyes towards Daisy.
2025年1月5日。
January 5, 2025.
警方逮捕了他。黛西承认和公婆关系不好。
The police arrested him after he admitted to having a relationship with his stepmother.
但不承认杀人。
Deny murder.
可警方在他手机里发现了可疑证据。
Police found suspicious evidence in his phone.
在保罗遇害前。
Before Paul was martyred.
他频繁搜索砒霜、毒药。
He frequently searched for arsenic poison.
心脏毒药这些关键词。
Keywords: heart poison.
警方又去医院找苏醒的泽利了解情况。
Police went to the hospital again to question the patient who had regained consciousness.
泽利回忆说。
Sally recalled.
保罗去世前。
Before Paul's death.
黛西一家送了清洁用品。
Daisy's family sent cleaning supplies.
鸡蛋。
Eggs.
奶粉。
Milk powder.
面粉和鲜花来家。
Flour and flowers came.
家里。之后。
Behind the house.
他和保罗吃了香蕉。
He and Paul ate bananas.
喝了加了奶粉的咖啡。
Drank coffee with milk powder and.
保罗很快就喝完了。
All finished drinking very quickly.
他觉得味道不对。
He thought the taste was wrong.
就到了。结果保罗当晚就痛苦去世了。
The result was that Paul died of pain that night.
警方这才明白。
The police finally realized that
毒死保罗的不是香蕉。
It wasn't bananas that killed Paul.
是奶粉。泽利家的毒面粉和毒奶粉都是黛西送的。
The poison flour and poison milk powder that Daisy gave to Powder were actually from Powder's house.
更可疑的是
，More suspicious is，
得知泽利中毒好转后
，After learning that Zelly was recovering from the poisoning，
黛西还拿着果汁、水和巧克力去医院看望陪护的人。
Daisy also brought juice and chocolate to visit the people who were taking care of the patient in the hospital.
发现这些东西的封条都被打开过。
These items have been tampered with and their seals have been broken.
怕里面下毒就都扔了。
I threw everything away because I was afraid it might be poison.
警方把这些包装拿去化验。
The police took these packages for analysis.
结果还没出来。
The results haven't come out yet.
对黛西的审讯持续了近六个小时。
The interrogation of Daisy lasted nearly 6 hours.
她没请律师，自己回答了所有问题。之后
After she didn't hire a lawyer and answered all the questions herself.
她被关进监狱，等待进一步调查。
He was arrested and detained for further investigation.
警方在新闻发布会上说
Police said at press conference that
黛西控制欲强，冷漠
Daisy is controlling and cold.
爱说谎。
Tell lies.
很会隐藏自己。
He is very good at hiding himself.
2025年1月8日。
January 8, 2025.
警方挖出保罗的遗体进行毒理学检查。
Police found Paul's body for an independent autopsy.
果然在他体内发现了致死剂量的砷。
He was indeed found to have a lethal dose of cyanide in his body.
随着调查深入，
As the investigation deepened,
警方又发现黛西可能还试图毒死她的丈夫迭戈。
Police had discovered that Daisy may have been trying to poison her husband, Diego.
2024年10月
October 2024,
迭戈突然胃部不适。
Diego suddenly had stomach discomfort.
高烧八天不退，好了。
High fever for 8 days.
每两个月又生病了。
I got sick again.
有人看到他是喝了黛西给的芒果之后才不舒服的。
Some people saw that he felt unwell after drinking the mango given by Daisy.
2024年12月17日。
December 17, 2024,
黛西在朋友圈发了儿子在急诊室的照片。
Daisy posted a photo of her son in the emergency room on her social media.
说是肠胃炎。
It's said to be a stomach ache.
可警方怀疑是孩子不小心喝了毒果汁。
Police suspect that the child accidentally drank poison from the juice.
黛西赶紧送他去医院的。警方。
Daisy quickly took him to the police station.
把迭戈和儿子的血液、尿液送去。
Take the urine and blood samples of the child to the lab.
化验，结果显示里面确实有砷。
The test results show that there is indeed a kidney inside.
黛西真的给丈夫下毒了。
Did Daisy really poison her husband?
更让人惊讶的是
，More surprisingly,
这种剧毒的砷属于管制品。
This highly toxic arsenic belongs to the category of pipes.
不能对私人出售。
Cannot be sold privately.
但从黛西的网购记录来看。
However, based on Daisy's online shopping records,
她很可能是自己调配的毒药。
She is likely to have made the poison herself.
警方还提到了17世纪的连环杀手。
The police also mentioned the serial killer from the 17th century.
茱莉亚·托法纳。
Julia Tofaner.
她发明了一种剧毒药水。
She invented a deadly poison.
帮助妇女毒杀丈夫。
Help women to poison their husbands.
毒害了至少600人。
Poisoned at least 600 people.
这种药水无色无味。
This medicine is colorless and odorless.
小剂量下毒会让受害者慢慢生病。
A small dose of poison will make the victim gradually get sick.
第四次服用才会致死。
The fourth time you take it, it will kill you.
还不容易被发现。
It's still difficult to be vented.
警方觉得，黛西可能就是找到了这种毒药的配方。
The police suspect that Daisy may have found the recipe for the poison.
自己网购原料调配，先在保罗身上试验成功。
I first tested the recipe with Paul.
然后给丈夫下毒。
Then poison his husband.
最后因为婆婆用了她送的毒面粉。
Finally, because the grandmother used the poisonous flour she had received as a gift.
做蛋糕才暴露了罪行。
The crime was revealed by making the cake.
警方明确表示
The police have clearly stated that
黛西就是凶手。
Daisy is the murderer.
这是一场计划已久的连环谋杀。
This is a premeditated series of murders.
她还抹去了很多证据。
She also removed a lot of evidence.
没有任何医疗报告证明黛西有精神疾病或使用违禁药品。
There is no medical record to prove that Daisy has a mental illness or uses illegal drugs.
她就是个冷血无情的杀手。
She is a ruthless and heartless killer.
对生命毫无敬畏。
No reverence for life.
目前，案件还在进一步调查中。
The case is still under investigation.
最终结果如何？
What is the final result?
我们还得继续关注。
We still need to pay attention.
但这个案子真的是刷新了对人性的认知。
But this case really refreshed my understanding of human nature.
让人不寒而栗。
Make people feel cold.